just came over among you to learn my proper name. I left the girls behind me, they were so tongue-free. But of all the girls throughout this world, give an Irish girl to me. For M it stands for Mary, and J it stands for John, and P it stands for Paddy's land, the land where I was born. And S it stands for Shamrock Spring, as plain as you will see. But of all the girls throughout this world, give an Irish girl to me. I took a trip to Germany, 'twas just the other day, to see some of those smiling girls I heard the people say. But they were not them smiling girls, only then could I agree. So I told them keep their German girls, give an Irish girl to me. Now to conclude and finish, I'll end my little song, and I'll sing for you some other day, when round this way I call. For I'm going back to that dear spot, you all know where I mean, and I'm going to wed that Colleen fair in that little pile of grain. For M it stands for Mary, and J it stands for John, and P it stands for Paddy's land, the land where I was born. And S it stands for Shamrock Spring, as plain as you will see. But of all the girls throughout this world, give an Irish girl to me. But of all the girls throughout this world, give an Irish girl to me.
Declan Nerney there, and singing the praises of the Irish girls. Give an Irish girl to me. Now we're going to slow it down and quieten it down a bit, because this is a wonderful track from Trudy Lawlor. Now, I played Trudy Lawlor a couple of weeks ago on the programme. I got a very nice email from a listener here in Ireland who said, could you play more of Trudy Lawlor? And of course, I haven't got a great deal of material of Trudy Lawlor, but here she's singing a lovely song entitled My Cottage in the Glen.
In my dreams I still go to a place that I know, and I long to see once again. It's a place dear to me, and it always will be. It's my old cottage home in the glen. Through the meadows I roam, just beside my old home, and visit the neighbors and friends. Then I make my way back along the old track to my old cottage home in the glen. I can still see the light from the window shine bright in the late of the evening back then. And a welcome was sure for the rich and home in the glen. I would give all I own just to see that old home and chat with the old folks again. But now they are gone, only memories live on of that old cottage home in the glen. When my time here is done and my last days have come, I'll return to my birthplace and then just lay me to rest in the land I love best, in that old cottage home in the glen. I can still see the light from the window shine bright in the late of the evening back then, and a welcome was sure for the rich and the poor in that old cottage home in the glen. Just lay in the land I love best, near that old cottage home in the glen.
My Cottage in the Glen, sung for us by Trudy Lawler there. And if you remember, we had Trudy singing with her mother a couple of weeks ago with the beautiful Isle of Somewhere. She has a lovely voice, has she not? Now, here's one, an unusual track from Phil Campbell. She's singing a song, and it's one of these lyric-y songs, as I call them. There's lots of words all falling over each other. Johnny the Daisy Man or Johnny the Journeyman. Now, if you can keep up with this, you're a better man than me, Gunga Din.
I wish I had Johnny the Journeyman. Wish I had Johnny the Journeyman. We'd trumpet all day, we'd be happy and gay, and my life would be idle and easy, oh. I'll make tea for you, oh man. I'll make coffee for me, oh man. Tea for you and coffee for me, with the whiskey for Johnny the Journeyman. Here's to Johnny the Daisy, oh. Polished his boots so neatly, oh. With his three cut tat and his double row knot and his spittle for coats and the ladies, oh. I wish you were dead in your grave, old man. Oh, I wish you were dead in your grave, old man. I wish you were dead with a stone at your head, and that way I'd like Johnny the Journeyman. The soup in the pot for me, old man. Soup in the pot for you, old man. Soup for me, the bones for you, but the chicken for Johnny the Journeyman. Here's to Johnny the Daisy, oh. Polished his bits so neatly, oh. With his three cocked hat and his double row knot and his fiddle for girls and the ladies, oh. I wish I was single and free again, and my man would never get me again. But says to the day and that says to the way that I jilted to Johnny the Journeyman. I wish that I never was wed, oh man. To yourself and your old feather bed, oh man. A drop in your eye and a tear in a sty, and you kick me away from the Journeyman. Here's to Johnny the Daisy, oh. Polished his lips so neatly, oh. With his three cocked hat and his double row knot and his fiddle for clubs and the ladies, oh. You were in jail, old man. Wish that you were in jail, old man. If you were in jail, then I'd give you no bail, and that would suit Johnny the Journeyman. Oh, wish I had Johnny the Journeyman. Wish I had Johnny the Journeyman. With his weekly pay, we'd be happy and gay, and my life would be idle and easy. Oh, here's to Johnny the Daisy. Oh, polished his boots so neatly. Oh, with his three cocked hat and his double row knot and his fiddle for coats and the ladies. Oh. Here's to Johnny the Daisy. Polished his boots so neatly over the street, cocked out in his double row, not in his fitting for cooks and the ladies. Oh, here's to Johnny the Daisy. Oh, polished his boots so neatly over the street, cocked out in his double row, not in his fitting for cooks and the ladies. Oh, here's to Johnny the Daisy. Oh, polished his boots so neatly over the street, cocked out in his double row, not in his fitting.
Now we come to one of those wonderful tracks from a recently acquired album of Mick Maloney. The album is called McNally's Row of Flats. Now, come on, you remember, I've played a couple of tracks from it already. And this is a good bit of advice here. It says, never take the horseshoe from the door. Now, you all know, I'm sure every country in the world knows that horseshoes bring luck. Well, they're supposed to, anyway. I'm not so much sure about the horse, but certainly to humans, it brings luck. And this the way this song is put across. It's wonderfully done by Mick Maloney, because it's a sort of a umpa umpa band with it as well. And it's one of those, I think, New York Irish type songs, vaudeville stroke. Now, I may be wrong on this, but that's the way I feel about it. And the way Mick does it, I think it's simply wonderful. Here, never take the horseshoe from the door, and listen to the lyrics. How often do you hear me say that?
There's a story handed down in Irish history, far beyond the days of Brian Boru, that the best of luck is always waiting for you if you pick up on the road a horse's shoe. When first I threw me eye upon Cordelia, the many years we're married seem a few. 'Twas in me father's home in Tipperary, I was nailing on the door a horse's shoe. Then gathered the family round me Sunday morning, let the babies roll upon the floor. So one and all, I give you timely warning, never take the horseshoe from the door. The only time I had domestic troubles, 'twas with my little wife that I adore. She was bringing in a crowd of her relations, and I found the horseshoe lying on the floor. Though I never give away to superstition, her relations kept me in the devil's stew. Until I gathered courage and I wailed them, it comes from finding of the horse's shoe. Then gathered the family round me Sunday morning, let the babies roll upon the floor. So one and all, I give you timely warning, never take the horseshoe from the door. I offer you a bit of consolation, you husbands that are keeping up a crew of a lazy set of vagabond relations, I offer you this horse's iron shoe. For there's a story handed down in Irish history, far beyond the days of Brian Boru, that the best of luck is always waiting for you if you pick up on the road a horse's shoe. Then gather the family round me Sunday morning, let the babies roll upon the floor. So one and all, I give you timely warning, never take the horseshoe from the door. Then gather the family round me Sunday morning, let the babies roll upon the floor. So one and all, I give you timely warning, never take the horseshoe from the door.
Now, the Dublin City Ramblers, as regular Sounds Irish listeners will know, one of Joe Bollett's favourite ballad groups. And I think the last time I played this song, somebody said to me, why don't you play more Dublin City Ramblers? You know, I think I put them in on every Sounds Irish program, most weeks anyway, do I not? Anyway, here they are with their interpretation of The Bold Old Donoghue.
Well, here I am from Paddy's land, the land of high renown. I broke the hearts of all the girls from miles of Dublin town. And when they hear that I'm a war, they raise a hullabaloo. When they hear about the handsome lad that they call O'Donoghue.
For I'm the boy to please her, I'm the boy to tease her, I'm the boy can squeeze her, and I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll curd her like an Irish man, to be broken blarney too. With me amateur, lollygum, swollygum, hollygum, hollygum, well, O'Donoghue.
I wish my love was a red, red rose grown on the garden wall. I need to be a dewdrop, and upon her brow I'd fall. Perhaps now she might think of me as a rather heavy dew. The more she loved that handsome lad that they call O'Donoghue.
For I'm the boy to please her, I'm the boy to tease her, I'm the boy to squeeze her, and I'll tell you what I'll do. Well, I'll court her like an Irish man, and be grown and blarney too. As me amateur, lollygum, swollygum, hollygum, hollygum, pound O'Donoghue.
Hear that Queen Victoria has a daughter fine and grand. Perhaps she'd take it into her head for to marry an Irish man. If I could only get the chance to have a word or two, I'm sure she'd take a notion to the Bold O'Donoghue.
For I'm the boy to please her, I'm the boy to tease her, I'm the boy to squeeze her, and I'll tell you what I'll do. But I'll curd her like an Irish man, be grown and barley too. Be amateur, rolligan, swolligan, holligan, holligan, Bold O'Donoghue. For I'm the boy to please her, and I'm the boy to tease her, I'm the boy to squeeze her, and I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll curd her like an Irish man, and be grown and barley too. Be amateur, rolligan, swolligan, holligan, holligan, Bold O'Donoghue.
Another box set I acquired recently, and I acquired a box set of Michael English, and Michael does some very good tracks on this, so much so that on my other program, My Kind of Music, which isn't really Irish music at all, but my own taste in other types of music, I played a Michael English track, and I got quite a good response from it. I'm going to play one now. It's a wonderful track entitled The Mists on the Moor.
In the heart of the glen, I go back once again to a spot that means heaven to me. For there's no place on earth like the land of my birth, and it's there that I'd much rather be. I remember the day when I went far away, where the work, it was hard to endure. But I longed to be home, for I felt so low, far away from the mist on the moor. In my dreams I can see people calling to me back to the land I adore. For there's no place on earth like the land of my birth. I'll return to the mist on the moor. In my dreams things I can see, people calling to me. Back to the land I know, for there's no place on earth like the land of my birth. I'll return to the mist on the moor. I can see people calling to me, back to the land I know, for there's no place on earth like the land of my birth. I'll return to the mist on the moor. For there's no place on earth like the land of my birth. I'll return to the mist of the moor.
Connemara is in County Galway, a wonderful scenic part of County Galway, with mountains and hills and rivers and lakes and woods, absolutely beautiful. And it's that part of Ireland where the Irish language, well, it used to be spoken only, it used to be the only language in that part of Ireland, Irish Gaelic. I think I've told you before, there are various types of the Gaelic language, but we, our Irish Gaelic, and we speak Irish. And in Connemara, it used to be the only language, but now, well, I suppose due to new people moving in, people moving out, it's bilingual in that part of the world now. But I'm getting off the beaten track here, because here's a song about the Queen of Connemara. A man is singing about the Queen of Connemara, but it's not his girl or his wife, it's his boat. It's a curragh. A curragh is a boat, a very light boat, usually made of sort of wicker, in which they used to go fishing in Galway Bay and around that particular area in Connemara. And this man composed this song all about the Queen of Connemara, and that's the name of his boat. Makeham and Clancy are going to sing it for us.
My boat can safely float in the teeth of wind and weather, and I'll sail the fastest hooker between Galway and Kinsale. And the black floor of the ocean and the white foam rush together, she will ride in her pride like a seagull in the gale. Oh, she's neat, oh, she's sweet, she's a beauty every line, the Queen of Connemara is that bound. Down with fish till the water lips are gunnelled, not a drop she'd take on board her that would wash a fly away. From the fleet she slips out swiftly like a greyhound from her kennel, and she'll land her silvery store the first in Auchinbarra Cay. Oh,
she's a beauty, every line, a queen of autumn, is that bounding bark of mine.
There's a light shines out afar, and it keeps me from dismay. When the skies are dark above us, and the seas roll white with foam, in a cot in Connemara, there's a wife and we once prayed to the one waters once to bring us safely home.
Oh, she's neat, oh, she's sweet, she's a beauty every line, the queen of Connemara is that bounding bar of mine. Oh, she's beauty every line, the queen of Connemara is that bounding bar of
Tommy Makem and the Clancy Brothers, with a rather classical version for them, I thought, and their interpretation of The Queen of Connemara.
Thank you.
you heard one of the finest whistle players in the world, Joni Madden. And regular listeners to Sounds Irish will know that Joe Bollard is a big Joni Madden fan. Joe Bollard is also a big Dermot O'Brien fan. Dermot no longer with us, gone to God, but Dermot for a long time was a very good friend of mine. And we're going to go out on something lively from Dermot O'Brien.
It seems like only yesterday I left the Culver Cork, and on a ship from Erin's Isle I landed in New York. There was nary a friend to greet me, a stranger on the shore. The Irish lip was with me, boys, and fortune came galore. But now I'm going back again to dear old Erin's Isle. Friends will meet me on the quay and greet me with a smile. There's been so many I near forgot, I've been so long away. But me mother will introduce them all, and this to me will say, shake hands with your uncle, might be by, and here's your sister Kate. Sure, she's the girl you used to swing down by the garden gate. Shake hands with all of the neighbours and kiss the Collins all. You're as welcome as the flowers are made to dear old Donegal. Only Dame Miss McNamara and the leader of the band. Although we're small in number, we're the finest in the land. We play at wakes and weddings and at every fancy ball. And when we go to funerals, we play the march from Saul. Oh, the drums go bang at the cymbals, clang at the horns, they blaze away. McCartney pumps the old bassoon and Doyle the pipes display. Tennessee tootles the flute, and the music is something grand. A credit to old Ireland boys is back the Mariners band.
Well, friends, I'm afraid that's where we have to leave it, going out on a lively note from Dermot O'Brien. I hope you've enjoyed the programme, particularly if you're a new listener. Don't forget the email address, joebollard2@aircom.net, and put the word Sounds Irish in the subject line. Friends, I hope all is well in your world. I pray that all is well in your world, and if it's not, I pray you'll be given the strength to cope. May good God bless you and yours, me and mine. And until we're together next week, I will say cheerio, slán, adios, travel safely, bye.